Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Keith Hofer at Broadcasting Live from I-10 Wired Summit. And I got to tell you, I am excited. My first guest is a Knoll. Go Knolls. That is my alma mater. So yeah, I am very excited. So E. Brandery here from FSU College of Communication and Information. Welcome.
Thank you.
So a couple of things. What brings you to I-10 this year?
We were here last year. We've done some work with the IT Gulf Coast community and with some companies in the area. So here to network and talk to companies, talk to other businesses, people, and try to continue pushing what we've started a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well, what is that? Okay. What have you guys started?
As one of our guests talked this morning, I think Representative Clay Ingram talked about, it's really about developing the talent pipeline.
Yeah.
We've spent probably the last 10 years working with schools in the Pensacola, Panama City area, trying to grow cyber teams and STEM clubs and technology clubs, making sure we have a pipeline of IT talent in Florida. FSU has programs, UWF, UCF, UF, but it's still not enough. If you look at any of the data, we're still a million jobs short in the tech field.
Is that just because it's growing so fast?
It's growing fast, and I think that's part of it. And every industry is being touched by technology, so there are a lot of job opportunities out there. It is the enabler to move to different income levels in many people's lives. But also, companies are doing a lot with tech, and we just can't meet that demand. So. The hardest part for us is keeping that talent in Florida. So, young kids come out of school, they're like, yeah, we're going to go to California, we're going to go to New York, Chicago, but they forget to look down the road in Pensacola and like, right. Oh, we've never heard of these companies. I was talking this morning to Apriva, one of the companies which has had some of our alumni working there. And, it's the same thing. People want to go to flashy other places. They want to get the big salaries in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they could live on the beach. They could be down in this area, and these companies actually need the talent. So the part of it is education, building that pipeline in this tech job. The other part is letting the students who are graduating become aware of opportunities in Florida.
Right.
The cyber part that's growing in here and also growing in the Tampa area. Orlando's got a tech hub. Jacksonville has a new tech hub. Tallahassee trying to build a little collab space and a little incubator. So everybody's got some of these things going. It's just communicating to young talent that we have opportunities, we have great jobs, we have better living.
Yeah, we sure do.
I'm a little biased, but we have a great quality of life down here. And just to make them aware, I think it's once we build that education and keep those kids here, I think that's our future.
Yeah. Well, and let's face it, we still need to be close enough to drive to the football games.
Yes, that is always important.
Especially when we're doing good.
We have some pretty good football in the state.
Yeah.
And next door in Alabama, so we've got some pretty good teams down here.
Well, let's tell everybody where they can find you or get in touch with you if they want
I'm on LinkedIn. Randery, Google.
Google me. Yeah,
I mean, just Google.
We can do that now. Who needs a business card
exactly.
anymore?
Exactly. It's easy to find me. The university website. I work with a grant called the Florida IT Career Alliance that's really working across the panhandle to keep jobs in Florida. So we work with 35 high schools in the panhandle, 6 community colleges, and our whole
goal. You are busy.
You got to teach and do other things, too. But I think our whole goal is... It's an investment for us, and it's an investment into the future for us. So we see the demand from companies, and we see the growth potential, and we also look back and go, wow, what are we doing to create that in middle schools? And what are we doing to, maybe even elementary schools, going in there and saying, listen, kids, there's lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
Start thinking about some of these careers and take math classes.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of the people that put this together have seen the potential. Pensacola and surrounding areas is a true platform to do this all the way from middle school through high school through colleges through other programs that we have, so we really do
and I think
have it from A to Z here.
And I think even the local schools the high schools have responded. We visited a bunch of them. They all have programs working forward. The state's pushing cybersecurity training and other kinds of programming in middle schools right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the more we can do to kind of build that pipeline, the better it is for us. And you and I want to retire and have a good pension and
and know a couple guys I need to call when I get a virus on my computer.
You want these 7-8-year-old kids to go out and create the next Google, and so we can live better.
Seriously. Well, and I'll tell you, I was impressed yesterday. We had some of the hackers that were in here doing some of that stuff. I was pretty impressed that people that young are really getting that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I looked at my first computer when I was 18 and 19, and these kids, they're born with iPads. They look at us like, what are you ancient people
doing? Yeah, I said Commodore
doing?
64, and the guy looked at me like I was talking Japanese. So.
Yeah.
What are you most excited to see today?
some of the presentations are pretty cool, but I'm really looking at what are we doing to develop that educational pipeline, and what are companies doing, and how are some of these companies here recruiting talent?
Right.
How are they investing into the schools? I mean, I think these companies that are here have to sort of build these relationships, get into that classroom, and start developing that much earlier than waiting for people to graduate. So I'm excited to see what people are doing and figure out how we can help do it better.
Great. Well, Eve, I want to thank you for coming on today and being our first inaugural guest here at the I-10 Wired Summit. And go Noles.
Okay. Thank you. Go Noles.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.